You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Unfortunately, there are times when a child's first contact with law enforcement is when they've been a victim of a crime, or maybe a parent has been arrested, or they themselves have had a run-in with the law. There is a new program between the Ada County Sheriff's Office and Big Brothers Big Sisters of Southwest Idaho. It is called Bigs in Blue. This program is designed to connect youth and law enforcement through mentoring. The idea is pretty simple: build strong, trusting, lasting relationships between law enforcement and children. Joining us live in studio to talk more about this, Ada County Sheriff Steve Bartlett and Emily Johnson, the CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Southwest Idaho. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
So first off, how did you come up with this idea? And Emily, let me start with you.
Sure. So we are lucky enough to have a very supportive national office that provide support for all of the affiliates of Big Brothers Big Sisters, and they've partnered with the federal government, the Department of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention. And so the concept of Bigs in Blue has really come from that partnership and is trickling down to the local affiliates.
And Sheriff Bartlett, in your experience, I think it's fair to say that a lot of times when kids first have a run-in with law enforcement is if maybe they're in trouble or someone in their family or something like that. And that cannot set a good tone.
Right. Well, it's one of the biggest reasons that I'm, first of all, involved as a board member with Big Brothers Big Sisters. And in all of my years in law enforcement, one of the things that has really played out in my life is as we go to these calls for service or have interactions with these young children and even adolescent children, they need somebody to be connected with their life as in a positive role model setting. And so that's why I got involved as a board member. But as we've navigated, Emily and I, over the last couple of years, this is one of those conversations that we've been talking about. How can we take that to the next level? We've been very involved in the picnics and very involved in the get-togethers that they have. But this is just that next step in the program where we can put one of our deputies in a one-on-one relationship, mentorship program for that ultimate positive outcome long-term for these children.
And Emily, within the program itself, do kids need to be participating in a Big Brothers Big Sisters program to be a part of the Bigs in Blue mentoring part of it?
Yes. So that's really one of the great things about this particular program is it's just a spinoff of our current program. So we have a lot of great littles on our wait list. We have a lot of great littles who fit into what you talked about earlier. Maybe they've had a negative experience with law enforcement. And I'm always interested. We have quite a few kids who have had some sort of negative experience with law enforcement, but still want to maybe go into that as a career. So we're really targeting those kids if we can find them. And we have quite a few. And they're already waiting to be matched. So this partnership is really exciting because we've got these great littles that are ready to go. And now with Sheriff Bartlett backing us, we've got these amazing law enforcement professionals that are ready to take it to the next step and be matched with the kids who are already on our wait list.
So then what will that look like? Will it be very similar then to what the big little relationship already is, or will, you know, the law enforcement, the deputies go into the school one-on-one? How will that look?
So it's one of the things that we're working through right now because we do have a number of options. And so it could look very similar to one of our regular one-on-one bigs and little relationships and mentorships that we put together. But we also have a school program where we will take some of our deputies and have them go visit the littles at their schools, either have lunch with them, go play on the playgrounds, have an after-school activity. And then we've been talking about perhaps having events at the sheriff's office, whether we do that with 10 kids together and do a group function, whether that be a picnic, whether that be a sporting event. But so we're really navigating through what the right fit is. And we want to be really sensitive to these littles that are in the program and find the right way to interact with them, find the right big to interact with them so that we can ultimately have that successful interaction, because if it's not the right fit or it's not the right activity, we shouldn't really head down that road with them and make them feel uncomfortable. But that's our ultimate goal, is find the right fit and that right activity.
So it sounds like it's really just another opportunity for littles to be matched with a big brother or a big sister. These people just happen to be in law enforcement. Is that an accurate statement, Emily?
It is an accurate statement, which I think it's a really great opportunity to harness the power of mentoring that we already know is extremely impactful, but just add another element to enrich it, to provide that humanistic look into law enforcement. And the other thing that's really great is there is an assessment component to this program, and we're assessing not only what is the littles' perception of law enforcement, but we get to assess the officers. And the idea is, does this help you feel more connected to the community you're serving? Are you feeling more inspired about your job? Is it validating your choice to go into this profession? Because I think sometimes you can see a lot of hard things in that line of work. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that you get to see something really uplifting and fun and help really re-inspire the law enforcement officials. So it's a win-win on both sides of the relationship.
I'm speaking with Ada County Sheriff Steve Bartlett and Emily Johnson. She's the CEO of Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Southwest Idaho. We're talking about the new program, Bigs in Blue. And Sheriff Bartlett, to get back to what Emily mentioned, I think sometimes there is, when you see an officer, whether deputy, police officer, it can sometimes be intimidating, whether you're a kid or an adult. I mean, when you see somebody in a uniform and you know that they've got this authority, it can sometimes be hard to actually see them as a human and that human connection. And how does that play into then, I think what Emily said was really interesting, that it allows your deputies to maybe feel more human in a way, and maybe take away some of that stereotype that comes along with just putting that uniform on.
Yeah, for sure. We work for an absolute amazing agency, and every one of our deputies that came to work at the sheriff's office came to work here in our community in Ada County because they wanted to give back to their community. They want to interact for all of the positive reasons that we all get into this business. And as Emily said, as we're in this job, much of our day is dealing with the worst case scenarios and the really bad things that happen to society. And it's why we're really connecting to this program, because we've been a part of the picnics and we've been a part of the various events where we've connected our staff to them. But this is really our staff reaching out to say, there is so much good that goes on in this community, and we want to remember what that was like, whether they've been an officer or a deputy for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Mm-hmm. After a certain number of years, that takes a toll. And this has been one of those programs where we've seen our deputies get re-engaged and recommitted to the greater cause of giving back to the community and really being that positive role model with these kids.
And to just have that lasting relationship where a kiddo can know that they can rely on this individual, that, Emily, has to be pretty incredible and powerful to see.
It is. Well, one of the things that we talk a lot about in our program is one of the great outcomes with the big is the chance to open up the possibilities for your future. So you may know one picture of what your future could look like based on your limited exposure as a kid. I mean, you don't get out of your really immediate sphere of influence when you're a kid. And a big opens up a completely different option for what's possible for your future. And so when you have a little who's matched with somebody in law enforcement, I mean, people in law enforcement are really seen as heroes. Mm-hmm. And when you humanize that hero, the nice thing is that it now becomes possible for you. If you became a police officer and now I know you're just a person like I am, now I can do that too. So it not only creates this very stable, immediate relationship, it opens up the world for their future as they continue to get to know this person, not as that intimidating figure wearing a vest and a gun and all those other contraptions, but a person that cares about them and is spending time with them. So,
is this a program that you're hoping to spread in other parts of the state, or how is that working right now?
Well, I think that's a good question for our CEO. For us in the, at the sheriff's office, we for sure are looking at it agency-wide.
Right.
Right. This is not just something that if you carry a gun, you can be involved in this program. We're interested in having members from all five of our bureaus get connected to this. And so I think it's interesting that when we talk about that possibility, one of the things we talk about with our kids and our littles all the time is dare to dream. There's nothing that's out there that should limit you from being anything that you would ever want to be in life. And having them connected to our deputies gives them that sense. And we're really excited just because initially two or three of our littles do want to become a police officer when they grow up and they have a few years to go. But what a great opportunity on both sides of that.
So, Emily, what do people do if they're interested in maybe getting their child involved in this program?
So we would encourage you to reach out to our office. Everything starts on our website. So if you just Google Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Idaho, we will come up. And or you can always call our office and talk to us specifically about your child. We want to make sure it's a good fit. Mm-hmm. So as we talked about earlier, they do have to be a little enrolled in our program. So there's a process for that. And then if this is something specific that you're interested in for your child, we would encourage you to mention that right off the bat. We'd love to keep that in mind as we go through the matching process. But we would love to have some littles that want to go into law enforcement or some maybe parents who recognize that that influence would specifically speak to their child because the partnership is just starting, but I think it's going to grow pretty quickly. And so we're excited to work with Sheriff Bartlett and his team and get as many of these matches made as we can.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking more about this to us. Our guests, Ada County Sheriff Steve Bartlett and Emily Johnson, CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Southwest Idaho, talking about the new program, Bigs in Blue. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.